Enjoy. This is what Brooklyn sounds like.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I haven't said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, yes. Guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
We are Dave and Giggles.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Radio Free Brooklyn audience.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
What'd you do? What'd you do for Mother's Day?
I woke up, cleaned the house, made brunch, and had everybody over.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah.
had some people over.
Nice. It wasn't a last minute online at Kmart. You grabbed a quick card.
No. We did joke about that.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of planning in this.
All right. Yeah. So what'd you do for planning? What, it was just the brunch, or did you get the food, or did you do anything else? Did you do it?
I invited the in-laws over for brunch.
Okay.
And one of Leo and Sam's classmates, so a fellow mom from school, her husband was out of town. So I said, is he out of town? She's like, yeah. I was like, well, come over. We'll have brunch. And so the boys played.
We'll make it a little group action, a little three-way, if you will.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So I had everybody over for brunch, and I cooked and cleaned, and now I'm here to do the radio show.
I know. I'm impressed. I mean, it's a lot to ask for someone to do a show on Mother's Day when you have a wife that has three kids, you know?
It's
but
true.
I mean, it's their responsibility to make her feel like a mom, right? Mm. No, not at all.
No. Did you go upstate? Or
I did. I just got back.
I'm surprised we're showing. I thought you weren't going to make it.
I know. Neither did I. I was like on my way back, and I hit traffic, and I kept watching the clock, and it was like 6:15. Then it was like 6:30. Then it was like 6:40, and I was still like by the bridge, and I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to make it. I walked in. I looked at the clock. It was 6:59.
Nice.
Made it with 1 minute to go. I did get a text message from Melissa the show after. She's like, I might be late. So I don't know. She just said I might be late.
I should have brought my night pan. Whenever we do the 2 hour shows, I like having a little
something to pee into.
Yeah. I basically just pee out the egress window if I have to pee.
I know. I don't think she'll be that late, but I don't think she'll be 2 hours.
She's never late.
No,
she's always early.
Time. Yeah, I know.
Like last week she was there at like 7:15?
It was like 7:15. Yeah. She's really funny. She texted me after the show, a couple days after the show, and I texted her. I was like, when you went to that meeting, because you remember last week when she was like, someone at the meeting said that she was infiltrating our show and dominating our show. I asked her, and she was like, oh man, I was really drunk. I don't remember who told me that. I was like, you're lying. I know you remember who told you that.
Yeah.
You just don't want to tell me.
I think it might have been me that said she was infiltrating our show.
Maybe, but I mean, somebody at the Radio Free Brooklyn meeting told her. So somebody's listening to our show and hearing her coming on and being like, oh, here's Melissa again. There she is coming in hot.
She's good to have. She's fun to have.
Yeah, I love Melissa. She's great.
Here's the thing. If you're just tuning in, this is Dave and Giggles. Dave's in Brooklyn. I'm in Colorado. We've been doing the show over 10 years. We'd like to hear from anybody.
Yeah.
All right? We're not, licensed therapists, but we'll listen to you.
You got a problem?
We'll hash it out.
We'll hash
718-928-9732. And just like the disclaimer before our show came on, the views that we express don't necessarily
They don't affect anybody else but us. That's pretty much.
Take our opinion and our advice with a grain of salt.
With a grain of salt, because we don't know much. We just like to yell into microphones. That's pretty much what we like to do.
You want to hear something crazy?
I do want to hear something crazy.
Well, so everybody's doing a podcast nowadays.
Everybody is. It's really funny. Really funny because when we started doing this, I don't even think it was called podcasting yet.
No.
And now everybody has a podcast. It's amazing.
So here's the thing. Our friend Megan, who does the podcast or the radio show We Don't Bang, she's out in LA.
Yeah.
For their podcast, they don't use headphones. They sit around the table with a microphone.
And they don't know what they're recording.
They know they're recording, but they don't hear themselves. I was like, the best part about doing a radio show is hearing yourself.
I know. You get to hear it. It's like surround sound of your own voice. It's amazing. Yeah. It's horrible for everybody but the person listening to you.
We love it. Our audiences hate it.
Have you talked to her at all? We haven't talked to her in a while.
No.
How did you find that out?
I see pictures of them. They do video of their show.
You didn't listen to their show, though?
No. I can't listen to it in the car with the kids.
No, she's too dirty. She's too dirty.
Real dirty.
Yeah. How often do you listen to other people's podcasts?
Not often. I don't really listen to any podcasts at all.
No, I have a hard time doing it myself, which makes me think, who's listening to us?
Yeah. And where? I would love to have like a demographic of where people are listening
Me
from.
Too.
You know, like there's got to be some guy out there in Oregon.
I know.
Or
especially since we get on the top 10 for the week
occasionally of talk shows.
Occasionally.
So that means people are listening. I just don't know who they are. Call in 718-928-9732.
Yeah, here's the thing. So let's solve something. We do this before. Let's stop talking solve about how good we are, and let's prove it to our listeners what we could accomplish.
Solve
when
a crisis
here. Solve a crisis. Do you have any crises? Do you have any? Did you do pre-show prep?
Not really. No,
I have no notes. I have no notes.
Yeah, no notes.
I'm winging it.
Oh,
great. I'm completely winging it.
I looked at the news a little bit before we went on the air, and I got very little. But one thing that we could solve this crisis, which is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the women's rights issues, right?
Yes.
Like the abortion stuff and all that sort of stuff, which is interesting because the Georgia stuff went through or whatever. And now all film companies are pulling out of Georgia, which is good. I think that's a great thing. Like, fucking don't give those assholes any money.
Right.
But so Alyssa Milano tweeted out and she said, this is what she said. Let me see if I
who's the boss.
Yeah. Who's the boss?
Yeah.
She says she wants to start a sex strike. Until women have legal control over their own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. So she wants a sex strike.
It's not a bad idea.
But is it? Here's the thing that really gets me on this.
Yeah.
So the idea of like Alyssa Milano, right? She's a very proactive person, right?
Yeah.
She's a very like progressive, very democratic, whatever you want to call her. She's a very, you got to imagine that the person she picks as a partner would also have those leanings of that progressive thought. Why would you want to hinder the sex life of a person that has the same train of thought with you? I understand you want to like bring down like the Republicans who like want to regulate women's bodies, but that's not who the sex strike is going to hit, you know? It's going to hit people, women who's like very proactive, very into the women's rights issues.
Yeah.
Who do you imagine their spouses or their people that they're with also are under the same guise?
Well, this is no new idea, Dave.
It's not.
You know the play Lies Estrada. It's like the men are at war,
right?
And the women come together and say like, all right, we're not going to have sex until you guys stop the war. Men love to fight.
Right.
I agree. I think it's a, I've told you this before.
Yeah.
I don't say anything about women's rights or I don't tell any women what she should do.
You don't have those parts. You don't have those parts.
No, I don't have those parts. It's not my business.
Right.
You know,
you guys, when you see like a whole bunch of guys in suits making rules for women, you're like, what the fuck has happened? This is the most ridiculous thing. The other thing that really gets me about the Alyssa Milano thing, it's also helping the cause or the idea that women don't like sex and that only men like sex. So let's hinder their sexual, you know, like whatever, you know, like, so women also do like to have sex. It's not like they're out there being like, oh, I guess we get, well, maybe in some people's cases, but you know, women like to have sex. So like, you're only hurting yourself too.
Take a deep breath. Calm down. You're all fired up.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I understand the plight that you're going through, and I'm on your side 100%.
Well, the governor of Georgia was the guy who was the head of elections, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah. He's the one who's counting the votes. You're not going to lose if you're counting the votes.
No. No, we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all judged a talent show where you're like, I don't know if this person should win.
Yeah, I don't know if this person should win. I remember when I was in high school, I was in charge of the yearbook, and like they did votes, and like I was in charge, so I'd be like, nah, I don't like this person.
I told you about the guys when I was in eighth grade. They put me in the yearbook three times, sitting on the sidelines.
That's amazing.
Not playing sports, not kicking the ball, not running.
No,
sitting on the sidelines.
They're like, we got to get this kid in the yearbook.
Of me. Most kids don't even get in the yearbook.
No,
you know, doing something extracurricular.
Right.
I had three pictures of me doing jack shit,
sitting on the sidelines. You're like the water boy over there.
Yeah,
that's great.
Get me all jammed up. I feel like I should be standing up, Dave.
I know. You should be. If you want to stand.
Yeah.
What do you got over there? You got a pen? You got a paper over there?
I got my notebook now because now I want to take notes. Now I want to solve this problem.
All right. It's an interesting problem. It's an interesting
Georgia,
problem.
JJ Abrams and Jordan Peele are pulling
out. The Duplass brothers, they pulled out a whole bunch of, which was really funny because I was, I went to dinner with my lady's uncle, who's like a head writer for a TV show. And I was like, you guys should probably pull out. You guys should get your shit out of Georgia. He mostly shoots in LA, so it doesn't really matter. But I was trying to, like, you know, go down that whole road and be like proactive and help these people out. I was trying to make shit happen, which is really funny. And then
at dinner?
Yeah, dinner.
You're so forceful, Dave. Why don't you just let
I did I don't like to
convince him or no.
He was on the same team. He was like, yeah, those assholes shouldn't get any money, but we don't really do any work over there. So he was kind of on the same team, but he didn't have any, he didn't have any players in that field,
right.
You know?
All right, here, I'll play, I don't know, say like devil's advocate. I'm going to try to like counter your point here a little bit because, you know, it's good to be opinionated. We should take sides and stand up for women.
Right.
But so here's the thing I've seen though, is like if they're going to regulate all this care, then make it free care. You know, when you have to pay for, like, if you're going to force somebody to do something that they're going to eventually have to pay for, that's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand if the health system, like, everything was covered. Any operation you want to get, anything you got to get, you get, it's covered.
Well, that's
and
the
then dangers. They can say something about what they can do, but you still got to pay for it.
Right.
So they're saying you can't do this with your body. And you also have to pay for it. You know, do you know that if you have a miscarriage, you have to pay for the miscarriage?
Yeah.
Like, miscarriages aren't covered by insurance.
No, and they're very common. Miscarriages are very common.
Yeah.
The thing that really interests me about the whole debate of, and here we are trying to wax
our
political.
Our show is called Dave and Giggles,
Dave
folks.
And Giggles.
Dave and Giggles go down the hole.
Down the hole. We try to figure shit out. The whole thing that interests me about the whole healthcare is that I could see the healthcare being under the government is I could see that getting messy. Like, I could see like if Republicans are in power, they're like, sure, we'll pay for everything, but we're only going to choose what we want to pay for.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's dangerous. But I mean, I do think we're like one of the only countries that is of, you know, the first world that don't have universal healthcare. It doesn't make any sense. It's because of capitalism. Capitalism is the goddamn worst.
Yeah.
Sitting here fighting.
God, Dave.
Here's another thing that I got into at
so
dinner.
So they're pulling out of Georgia. All right, you went to dinner with your lady's uncle.
Yeah, and his.
So we never really solved anything. Did we solve that?
I think we solved
what's
that.
What's your fix?
Dave? You got to hit them where their money is, you know? So if, like, I think it's the great approach of pulling all these companies that do business in there, pull them out. So if you hit them hard in the pocket.
Boycott Coke.
Boycott
Coca-Cola.
Boycott Coke. Boycott pretty. I mean, it works. Boycotts have worked over time. That's why people do
sex
them.
Cuts. Sex call cuts. Them sex cuts.
I mean, that's the Alyssa Milano approach.
Yeah.
But I do think that's the only way to really hit them.
So then are you going to tell your girlfriend to stop having sex with you until the issue in Georgia is
she
solved?
Was not on the Alyssa Milano train. She was like, no, that's stupid because because, like, we like to have sex too. That was her whole fight, you know?
Yeah.
I feel bad about talking about her family, but another interesting topic of conversation came up about vaccines.
Okay. And, do I need to get my mom? Should I get my mom on the phone? Should we have our moms call in?
You should have your mom call in. Yeah. Have her call in. But it got all like weird and heated for a little bit because
about vaccines.
Cause her aunt is an anti-vaxxer.
So she's got measles.
So, you know, she was fighting the whole thing about measles and she was just saying, nobody's educated. And I'm like, no, I think scientists are educated.
Yeah.
It just ended with, we're never going to agree on this. So let's move on.
I know that's a cop out.
Right. It is.
The vaccine debate is crazy because it's like, you know, what doctors are saying, you know, we've eradicated smallpox, we've eradicated measles and mumps because, you know, polio, all these things
because
were really, really bad.
Yeah.
Have any of the people now lived in the 1800s, the 1700s?
No. I mean, we're going back to it. We're going back to it.
The plague?
I know. You know? The plague. Did you see two people got the plague?
You don't want to watch? Yes. Yes, I saw this.
They ate some
Was it Africa? They ate a rodent.
They ate a rodent and they got the plague. Which is
don't eat rodents.
Don't eat rodents. Well, I mean, it was also like, I think it was like rodent that they found dead, and they were like, let's eat this. Bad idea.
Bad. What are the backpackers?
Something. I don't know.
They
who
were
they
backpackers.
Were they? Oh God. That's such a bad idea. But I mean, can you imagine getting the plague in this day and age? Oh, that's got to be one of the worst things imaginable. Because no, doctors probably don't even know how to deal with it anymore.
No, but I would, if I did have to deal with the plague, I would wear like the giant like crow mask, you know, like
one of those weird things.
Yeah, like the weird, like scary, you know, with the cart with the dead bodies.
Yeah, bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Yeah, no, I get that.
Get your kids. Here's the thing. I'm not a doctor, but get your kids vaccinated.
Sure.
If like 99% of doctors say like, hey, this is a good idea for your kids. Well, you know, we scheduled them out. We spaced them out. Is she here?
Yeah, so, she's here. I thought she was going to be late. It's 7:20 and she's here.
It was either be 40 minutes early or 2 hours late.
40 minutes early or 2 hours late. So you're 40 minutes early.
Yeah.
Sit down. Sit down. Hang out. Get yourself comfortable. We're talking about anti-vaxxers.
Oh, good.
I can see she's got an opinion.
Yeah, she's already ready to go. She loves the talk show. Here's the thing with Melissa is she likes playing the punk music.
She likes playing the punk music. But she also likes to talk.
So now, yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah.
She does. Right. Yeah. I think there's no beer in there. I just looked. I don't know. But look at the whole garbage.
Why did you bring beer?
Because I walked in and it was 6:59.
Both of you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not speaking for Melissa. I mean, she's young. She should be drinking all the time.
And I am.
Oh, good. 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 She is. What's happening?
Easy on the squeaking chairs.
I know.
Sorry.
It was moving the mics around.
Big setup, big payoff.
There she is. So what's going on over there, Melissa? Let's move this over so he can see both of us. Hey, there
hey,
everybody.
See, he's
there
got a beer. We don't
he
have
does.
Beers.
He does. Yeah. He's looking good
I
over there.
I came prepared.
I know. I did not. I'm telling you, I walked in at 6:59. I just made it. If I stopped for beers, it would have been terrible.
Give Melissa some money and she can go get you some beers. I think that's the remedy. We're solving problems.
I don't think I have any cash on me.
I spent my cash on...
Mm-hmm. That's
my
so
grandmother.
Brooklyn.
Much so as Brooklyn. I love my grandmother, she tends to stiff.
Do you want to go get beers?
I'll go get us beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's
problem solution.
Some money.
Dave, see, this is what I'm talking
this
about.
This is not how much a singular beer costs. I'd like
just
you
go
to
get
know.
Two beers. Go
yes,
get two
sir.
Beers,
what do you want?
Whatever you want to get us.
Great.
Whatever that'll afford you.
Yeah. That mic.
It's Brooklyn. It's not.
I'm turning that mic down. What's going on with that mic?
I know.
I know this computer's got a virus or something. Ugh. Here we are just talking about.
We've all got viruses.
We all got viruses. We're all.
See,
in
I
that.
Need an opinion. Anti-vaxxers are ridiculous.
Anti-vaxxers, yeah, they are. I went to a dinner yesterday, late lunch yesterday with a anti-vaxxer. And it was rough. It was
not on purpose.
Not on purpose. I didn't know that was going
to
come
you,
up.
Like, got to.
But like, to I was them. Like, because my sister just had a kid, so the kid is like 2 months old and can't get any, you know, vaccinations yet. So she's freaking out. I know.
I'll be back.
So she's freaking out. She won't take the kid out.
Me,
I'm talking to you. She won't take the kid outside. Like, she's worried that the kid's going to get measles. And we were going to take a trip down to Florida to go visit my grandmother. And my mom was talking to her and she's like, oh yeah, there's actually in the community, there's a kid who got the measles because of their anti-vaxxers. Yeah. So my sister's like, nope, we ain't going. You know,
did
what Melissa?
She gone?
Yeah, she's gone. It's so funny. She's like, I'm gonna be late, and then it's 7:20, and she's
7:25. Well, I got her to go get some beer. That was a good mission.
That's a good mission.
Like, you guys, you came in with the problem. You guys are all gonna be like jammed up, and I was like, you guys need a beer.
She should get a beer for. I'm gonna text her and say, get a beer for yourself for your show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you just drink all of her beer.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. On for your show. Later, too. All right. So, what else is going on? Do we figure that one out? Did we figure anything out?
Well, we got beer on the way for you guys.
That is a big problem solved right there.
Problem solved. We didn't solve the women's rights issue.
I don't think we're going to solve any of those things.
No. Well, you got to vote those people out of office. You got to get people that are. It's, you know, here's the thing. Another hot topic is the same thing with gun control. You got to get people that are like either a yes or no on the issue. Like, have you taken NRA money?
Right.
You know, do you support this? I mean, this is nuts. Like, we are like experiencing an epidemic and people just don't want to talk about it because both sides get very heated and we just sort of come to this impasse.
Right.
And I think we need to like solve it because like our kids are dying.
Right.
Since our last show, since the last time we had a show, there was a school shooting.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, like I mean, one the of my, school shooting is huge. Yeah. A huge issue. Where was that last one? It was in Colorado again, right?
Yeah, it was in a STEM school in Highlands Ranch.
What is happening in Colorado? Like, why does Colorado, like, have the biggest...
You have easy access to guns, and but you also have, like... Colorado also has, like, one of the highest teen suicide rates. If you're just tuning in, this is Dave and Giggles.
Talking serious.
718-928-9732.
That's it.
I don't think we've talked all week. We haven't had a chance to, like, really...
We might have had a phone chat here or there.
A little guy. Little guy, but we didn't get into, like, hot topics.
No hot topics, I mean, but here we are.
The gun control thing is a solvable, you know, thing.
You would think so. I mean, the rest of the world seems to figure it out, but America can't, you know?
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, in Colorado, I feel like you're on the front line of that whole thing. Like, how does it play to native Coloradoans? I don't even know how to say their names. Do they love their guns? They wouldn't give up their guns for anything.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few people. There's, like, a good, you know, I'd say majority of people that like their guns, and they will never, like, that's their, you know, root issue is, like, but no one's coming to take your guns. I think they just need to
restrict
access. Well, yeah,
they believe that Hillary wanted to set it up so that they were going to come and take your guns away.
Yeah,
they truly believe that.
Right,
which is nuts.
I mean, there's some people with arsenals. You know, it's like me with cameras. You know, I can't shoot on more than, you know, one camera at a time.
But photos, you have plethora.
I can do video. Like, we have three or five, you know, but I can't use them all at the same time.
No, you can't. What's going on over there? You're all right?
Yeah, I was just burping.
Did you see that guy in L.A. in Beverly Hills? They raided his house and found over 1,000 guns.
Good God.
Yeah, it was like a giant arsenal. If you look...
You can't even buy, like, three of anything at Costco or, like, Sam's Club. They're like, limit three per customer.
I know. How do they get these things?
You can get 1,000 guns?
It was amazing. Like, if you look at the video of the cops taking video of his arsenal, it's just like a pile, like, hip high of guns.
Yeah.
It's just not. It's crazy. It's wild. It's the guy who I work with is a gun nut. He's a big gun nut. He lives in Bayonne. Okay. He's a big gun nut. He has a lot of guns and, like... I'm not going to say I trust him 100%, but I'm not going to say I don't trust him 100%. I want to make sure if he ever comes in with a gun that I'm the one he spares. But he is always trying to get new guns. And every time he does, he has to get, like, a letter from somebody. So he asked our boss to, like, write him a letter to get a new gun. He actually asked me one time to, like, get opinions or no, get like some kind of a, I don't know what they call it, like some kind of, like, somebody who will stand by you traveling from New York to New Hampshire with a gun, like a carry state thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
Yeah. If you need a reference, if you need a, bless you.
Thank you.
Well, here's the other thing, you know, gun insurance. Like, if you have a gun, you pay $3 or $5 a month to, like, insure it so that when some school kid gets, like, you know, shot, that his family gets $2 million or whatever. You know,
is that
saying?
How gun insurance works? Or no, you want to put...
Gun insurance doesn't work.
There is no such thing as gun
insurance. But, I mean, like, honestly, like, that's what it's going to come to because, like, kids, it's happening a lot.
It is.
What
was, do you know the makings of the last shooting in Colorado? Was it someone who owned a gun legally? Was it an illegal gun?
I think what the last I heard is that he got it from his parents.
So I think, like, at that point, their parents should be held responsible for that. You know,
my doctor, so my my physician, my general practice physician, or whatever you call her,
cuffs the balls.
No, she doesn't cuff the balls.
Why?
But
she should.
We talked about this. No, I don't think she should. Here's my thing. I haven't asked her. I haven't had the conversation to be like, hey, why don't you look at my balls? But I think I would go to her and ask her, be like, hey, there's a problem down there, and then she would look at it.
I think nowadays, as a general checkup, they're supposed to do that.
I think that's like a, I don't know.
That so was
like
you're telling me that doctors are just grabbing my balls for no reason? That's what you're telling me?
I think some are very, we should get a doctor on the show ask.
We should
ask her, because you told me the last time you went to your physical that the lady didn't check your price.
She didn't. Yeah, she didn't. Yeah. And I was waiting
for
you're
not going to go to an auto mechanic and say, hey, fill up the windshield wiper if your tire is flat. You know what I'm saying? You're going to, like... You know what I mean? If you have a problem with something, you're going to let them know about it. Do you understand me?
I do understand you.
I don't know. I mean, I took a shower anyways.
You took a shower?
I took a shower in preparation for being, you know,
to check under the hood, as it were.
To check under the hood, if it were. I mean, you know, that's the other thing about Americans is we're so, like, we don't want to talk about our health issues.
No,
but
we don't.
We should. We should be like, hey, you should check your testicles every month in the shower, in a warm bath.
We should. We totally should. Last time I went to the doctor, remember I told you I got hit by a car?
It's true.
Yeah, it is true. I went to the doctor afterwards because I was like, it was like bothering me a little bit. And I went in and I was like, oh, I got hit by a car. She's like, oh my God, tell me the story. And I told her and I was like, yeah, now my wrist hurts a little bit. She's like, you're fine. I was like, you didn't even look at it. You didn't even feel it.
You're fine. You should have gone to a lawyer. As soon as you got hit by the car, you should have gone to a lawyer and be like, yo, so I'm going to need a new Jeep.
I know. Well, I didn't. It only hit me. I wasn't in the Jeep or anything. It hit me.
No, but you, I know. But I would have been like, it's time to get a new wrist and a new Jeep.
Dylan got doored the other day. He was riding his bike down. He was riding his bike down the road and someone opened their door and he hit it, flipped over, fucked up his bike, fucked up his side real bad.
Yeah.
And he filed for a claim and everything. And he's going to try to sue the guy or something. He said that like once he filed it in, he just got like a whole bunch of lawyers that were just like,
oh yeah. Oh,
that's emailing him. And
well, here's the thing about Dorn. It is all, it's the person's, you're supposed to watch out, you know, before you open, but also as a biker, you got to be ready for anything in New York.
You do. But I mean, you know, like how ready can you be when you're driving down the road and then it was Jersey. Okay. Yeah. But apparently there's too many weirdos there.
Yeah.
But apparently like this guy, as soon as he got out, Dylan was on the ground, like face first on the cement and he gets out of the car and he's like, what the fuck? You fucked up my door.
It's so Jersey.
It's so great. Yeah, I know. It's just amazing. Yeah, and that guy was like, you fucked this up. It was your fault. I didn't see you. Yeah. And he's like, because you didn't look. You didn't look to see if I was coming.
Here's the thing. Did Dylan, was it, what time of day was it?
It was on his way to work, so it was early. It was like 9
o'clock. You got to have a flashing like headlight, you know, in your on your front.
Dude. I know.
He probably didn't have that.
No.
He was probably riding some stupid fixie bike or something.
Probably. I mean, he's a Jersey dude, you know?
God. Yeah, I feel lucky that I got out of New York City with riding bikes in there a couple times and living.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was thrilling and it was amazing. But I feel like now with three kids, it probably wouldn't be wise for me to like tear through the streets of New York City.
I'm frightened to ride bikes in New York City. I think it's like one of the scariest things you can do because you're flying around on the. I've seen people flying around on bikes. And cars fly
you can
around
go as fast as the cars.
Yeah,
as long as like the cars see you, you can ride with traffic.
Right.
And you know
whenever something happens, bike like rights are gone. Like there was some lady who got hit by a bus on a bike. Like she was riding and a bus turned and didn't see her and like clipped her and then dragged her under the bus. Like all the news stories were lady hits a bus with her bike. Like what? She didn't hit the bike. She didn't hit the bus with her bike. The bus hit her. Like, there's no way that she ran into a bus on purpose, you know? It's just crazy. It's nuts. And here we are.
Here we are. We're not going to solve it. We tried to solve it.
We tried. We tried.
Well, you're not going to, you got nothing. You got no protection on a bike.
No. And then, like, the people who ride without no helmet. Oof.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
I went out. So here's my new endeavor, and I'm trying to get it. I'm working on this with Scrap a little bit. Okay. So a guy that I went to high school with recently like won't leave me alone and text me all the time, right? And I met up with him once or twice, and I'm going to start recording all of our meetups and sessions, and I'm going to turn it into like a type of like you know, like a undercover type journalistic podcast, right?
Okay.
Because he's
insane.
Yeah, he's totally insane. But like, it's not necessarily his fault. So like, I'm trying to get to the bottom. My whole thing of this journalistic approach is to get to the bottom of like what makes this guy tick. So when he was in seventh grade, he got into a bike accident. He was a BMX biker. Into a bike accident, which put him in a coma for 2.5 weeks. And he's never really been right after that. So like, And he's like,
"You need some like trailer music for
trailer
that.
Music." I know. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this. And eventually, I'll play a bunch for you. But like, he's like, so after that, he got into God. He went to like Colorado to go to college. He went to some seminary school or something, and he found God. And he was in one of those giant. Thank you, love. Was in one of those giant like mega churches for a while. And then they got out of that, and now he's like really into like doing like ayahuasca.
Oh, okay. So from like Jesus,
yeah, right.
From BMX to Jesus to ayahuasca.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that seems like a logical approach, right?
Yeah. Well, they just that sounds fascinating.
It is. Which made me think of it. I went out with him last time, and he was riding a bike with sandals on, like flip-flops, no helmet. And I was like, what are you doing? You're riding around New York City with flip-flops and no helmet? That's like the worst-case scenario.
Well, he's on ayahuasca.
Oh, I missed it.
When you're
way off.
When you're tripping on the drugs of the Peruvian overlords.
Sure.
Then, yeah, you think anything's possible.
You do. Yeah. So I think a lot of these, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this whole podcast journalistic approach I'm going to take on this. Because he's like, listen, he's like really like, yo, bro. He's like a real surfer type dude. And he's like, we're going to do an ayahuasca together. We're going to trip together and we're going to record it. And it's going to be amazing. So he's like, every time I see him, he's like, let's do drugs together. Let's do drugs together. And I'm like, not today. I'm okay.
Not in the city. And then I don't know if you'd want to be stuck with him out in the woods.
I know.
He might not be a fun guy to do drugs with.
I'll send you a picture of him. He looks
maybe like fun to do drugs with or no.
Probably not. I mean, like when you do drugs with somebody, there's your cat in the back. When you do drugs with somebody, I feel like you really want to get you really want to be one with them. But have you ever gone down this road before?
I've actually never done hard drugs. Fun fact. I'm a notorious wimp and also someone with a history of significant mental illness in my family. So I've never done it. That being said,
I have
taken quite a decent amount of edibles in my day.
Edibles are great.
When I was visiting my friends and my two best friends, one of them was visiting from Japan and the other one, the two of us went to visit my best friend in Vermont. We did, we took edibles and do you know the meme? It's from like an Outkast song. There's that, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, I am for real, is the lyric. But everyone always goes, I am for eels.
I'm for eels.
I couldn't stop thinking about that. And I hadn't heard that meme in maybe like 10 years. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was just sitting there going, I am for eels for like 2 hours. It was very fun.
That's fun. So you had a good time.
I love doing edibles.
Edibles are fun. I've definitely had a bad experience on edibles, but I've had great experience on edibles.
I had one like really bad experience and then quit them for like 2 years.
What was your bad experience?
It was my fault. So I had never done legal edibles before, so I didn't know. Ironically, I didn't know how the dosage worked. You took too much. Yep. And
too
I made my best friend, actually the one who visited from Japan, this was when we were still in college, I made them stay up and sit in my room with me they promised me for at least an hour after I fell asleep to ensure that I was actually breathing, because I was not convinced.
You thought you were dead.
Yeah.
You thought you were dead.
I thought I was going to asphyxiate.
Yeah.
They get a lot of EMS calls in Colorado, get a lot of people that think they're dead.
I bet.
Because they come out here from like Sheboygan, Wisconsin or whatever they're from.
Sheboygan
and take like 50 milligrams to the head.
50?
And they're taking 50?
Oh my God.
I took 100.
And yeah, that'll fuck you up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I took 50, and at that time, I was not unfamiliar to marijuana, and a friend of mine was like, oh, well, you don't seem that high. Like, you could take another one. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Here, do 100.
You can take another bar.
I was like,
no big deal.
I was dead. I was out of it. But I also have a funny story going back to before I left about you were talking about your friend who bikes in flip-flops and no helmet.
Flip-flops, no helmet.
I had a friend.
In ayahuasca.
And I don't know if I could call him a friend, but an acquaintance. Something.
I had a friend of mine. I guess he's my friend. He's not really my friend anymore, but he was my friend at that time, who was got hit by a Wonder Bread truck.
Ooh.
Oh, geez.
Luckily, he was wearing a helmet, or that literally would have been the end of him. But the fact that he got hit by a Wonder Bread truck was, like, to me, the most, like...
White bread.
I wanted Alanis Morissette to write a song about it. I was like, there's something here.
There is something there. There is something there. That's missed out on. That is really great. Have you had... Go ahead.
I was going to say, just a fabulous movie is Mrs. Doubtfire. I was just thinking about that, the brilliance of that movie, and just like the just the sheer, you know.
I tried to rewatch it, and then I was like, "Oh, this is it's kind of cringeworthy." The whole movie in itself is a little cringeworthy, in the sense that like this guy is trying to be somebody else, and like he's seeing his family fall apart. He's seeing his wife dating and like a an unbelievably handsome James Bond. Your kids are like they don't even like you anymore. It's like it's pretty sad.
You're a
overall,
failure.
You're a failure. It's a pretty cringeworthy movie. And I had to turn it off. I was a little uncomfortable.
Even at the end, even the ending of it, like he's still, I mean, he kind of he gets visitation with his kid.
Yeah, right.
He still doesn't win.
No.
He doesn't win Sally Field back.
He doesn't win Sally Field back. His kids are like, okay, I guess we can live like this. We're fine. It's a little weird one, you know?
Yeah.
That's funny. What
David Giggles. I had David to bring Giggles. It back.
We
started pretty heavy, Melissa. Before you got here, we were talking about women's rights.
Women's rights.
Heavy.
And did you see the meme that was going around that was talking about men should just have vasectomies, and then if they want to have a baby, they get them reversed.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you don't like people saying what to do about your bodies. I was like, oh, that's pretty clever.
It's clever. It's definitely clever.
Well, it's a classic thing that every female comedian of all time has said, which is that if there was like
male contraceptives,
you could buy them, you know, for 2 cents in a
And I believe there is.
It has a mixed success rate, and it's only been tested. I think there's been one round of. So they did a whole bunch of like rounds. I think the study was based in Baltimore or something, or like Maryland. They did a whole bunch of rounds of like beta testing of it, I guess. And I think they did one kind of round of prescribing it to people, and it had very mixed results out in the field.
So like people are out there getting pregnant when they were told that they were.
And I think it had like weird side effects on the people taking them too, if I remember correctly.
Well, it probably wasn't tested. It wasn't as easy. Here's a crazy idea.
Okay,
Riddle me this. Instead of, you know, remember in high school when you were like taking home economics, they're like, all right, this is what it's like to have a baby. You
My
had to, like,
school didn't
carry a
offer
baby
it. I wanted to take it so badly.
Weeks. What just if carry, like, during a high school
flour around or an egg?
Like, you just had to carry it with like a partner. You know, you had to take it everywhere.
Yeah.
What if in high school or middle school you get an STD for a week and you're like, hey, this is what it's like
Not bad.
To have chlamydia for a week. We'll cure you. We'll make sure you get cured after a week. But this is what it's like. To have chlamydia.
I mean, you can cure chlamydia, so maybe give them chlamydia for a week.
Yeah,
I personally think
like after
should...
lunch, you go to the cafeteria to get chlamydia for a week. You know,
bring this up at a next PTA idea. Meeting.
It will go really well. It will go well at Leo's school. Be like, we're going to give the kids STDs. I mean, what are we just going to walk around and be like, so how bad is the burning today?
Yeah,
it's pretty much the extent of it. That's a bold move. That's a bold move. I never did the. Did you ever do the? You had to carry a baby around for a week?
No, I did a theater, so I was in.
Yeah,
like,
you did it anyway.
Theater was my elective. I didn't have to do like home economics.
Yeah, I remember I took home economics, but I don't remember much about it. We definitely didn't carry a baby around.
I was really pissed that my school didn't offer it. My dad told me, I'll never forget this. My dad teaches at a pretty like traditional high school in Long Island. And I went to school in the city, and I went to school with my dad as a kid, and their school still offers home ec. And I was like, oh, I want to take home ec. And my dad was like, see, that's the patriarchy in you. Yeah. And then years later, I was like, but I still don't know how to get stains out of anything.
It's true.
Like, it's not a patriarchy thing. I just don't know how to get stains out of things.
It's really, it's something that like
no one ever told
we all should be learning how to do. Yeah. Like learning how to cook like basic shit is something that kids should learn how to do.
Yeah.
Learning how to sew is basic shit that kids should learn how to do.
I have no idea how to sew. I can cook, but I can't out-sew. No.
Cooking and Finances. Why don't you guys write a musical?
Cooking and Finances. It's the new musical. What are some other things that you would teach in school?
That's a good question. I've thought about this. I actually think I'd be a great driver's ed teacher. I've been thinking I want to do some driver's ed videos.
Oh my God, do you want to virtually teach me to drive? I don't have my license.
She doesn't know how to drive.
Oh, that's so New York. See, that's what it's hard for me to like be offensive to people, because I'm like, why are you over 20 years old and you don't know how to drive? I was like, I feel like driving was one of those things, and I'm just getting a little fired up here.
Yeah, fired up.
I was able to do it at 16 and 17. I was like, done. And I lived in a very kind of rural.
You lived in Florida.
Yeah, you lived in Florida. Yeah. You had to have a car to go places.
Right.
City kids, I get it. I know some like 75-year-olds that don't know how to drive. Yeah. That have lived in the
city.
There's
no
their
need
whole
to have
life.
A car when you live in the and city no your entire life.
But I think it's one of those skills as a human you should know how to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a stage where, like, if you don't learn how to drive by a certain time, you're just going to be too afraid to do it.
I actually, so I'm weird in that my dad, like I said, he commutes out to Long Island from the city every day, so he has a car.
Anti-commute.
So I actually know, yeah. So I actually know how to drive. I just don't know how to park, and that's why I can't take my
parking
test.
In the city is not easy, too. No. Yeah.
So I've learned, like, I can drive. I've done, like, 3 hours of highway driving easily. I'm okay. Actually a pretty, shockingly, an okay driver.
All right, after this, we're going to take my Jeep for a spin. I'm going to teach you how to park.
I have my permit.
You have your permit? You have
yeah,
it on you?
I got my learner's permit.
You have it on you?
I got to do my show.
All right.
I know a 18-year-old girl out here in Colorado that doesn't have a license. So, like, I know people out in Colorado that don't have licenses.
Sure, but they're making kids get them later, though, right? Aren't they? Like, I think when you turn 16, you have to wait like 6 months before you can even get your permit.
Well, yeah, I haven't looked into it.
I think that's what it is.
I just think I can make some awesome. All right, make some.
All right, what would you put in your video?
I don't know. I like this, you know, like the PSA that doesn't start out as a PSA. You're like, oh, this is cut.
This guy's real.
These guys are just hanging out. They're just on their way to the lake to go fishing. And then, like, you know, one guy has like a 6-pack of beer and he starts texting, and then they go off the highway, and it's like an epic, yeah, you know, like car scene.
Well, there was,
you know, bring back the humor to the
I agree with you.
They're probably so serious.
Yeah.
I think the market is there.
The market is there. I will say I recently at work had to do one of those like sex in the workplace type, watch one of those videos. And like they've come a long way. It's really fucking funny. There was like one where there was like two guys working the front desk. And one guy comes up to the other guy and goes, yo, check out this picture of this bitch I took last night. And it was like some naked picture. And he was like, oh, that's fucked up, dude. That's like really like, why do you have that? And he's like, I'm thinking about posting it online later. And the guy was like, don't fucking do that. Don't do that.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
That sounds like a great video. It's updated.
Yeah, it's updated. Yeah, so you have technology in it. You have all this stuff. So it was really funny to watch. And there was just like this other dude who was like, who like came in and he was like, 45 minutes late, new record. All right.
That's about to be me always.
Yeah. It was really good. Like they really put the humor back into it, because when we were kids, it was just dry as shit.
Oh, yeah. It was like, don't touch this person. Don't say that. Nobody. That was super dated.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Speaking of, how's the dating life over there going?
Oh my God. You know, I'm telling you, you don't want to hear about this.
You've
gotta
move to Alaska.
Grim.
Move to Alaska.
Move to Alaska.
My best friend, I actually have a very close friend who's from Alaska.
I think women are like rare there.
Yeah. Rare. He's a drag queen, and he was telling me, he was like, yeah, like, I met the only other three queer people in all of Alaska. There are three of us, and it's a lot of fun.
So
I'm not saying that's, you know, like, Alaska is where you, the only place where you can find a man.
Yeah, I would hope not, but honestly, it's not outside of the realm of possibility, so I wouldn't be offended.
I did work on a show.
I hear the odds are really good.
I did work on a show. It was a reality show, and they took like four girls from Alaska and brought them to Miami, and it was a whole dating show. And it was these like, and like one was like a iron worker, like a welder. Yeah. One was like, you know, like a fisherman, and then like they were just like natural women, you know?
Yeah.
They were,
and the men couldn't compare because they were just like,
They were just like, oh, I can't keep up with this girl. But it was pretty funny because they were just going out and getting fucked up and like trying to bring guys home.
I feel like the catchphrase would have just been, it's too fucking hot here.
Yeah, I would imagine. Oof.
That's so interesting that there's a reality show about
women. There's a reality show about everything.
That's true.
Ice road truckers.
I know. There's a reality show about everything. And if you haven't, if there is none about something that you can think of, you can make $1 million off of it.
It's really true. You know? I fucking love reality television. It's like my, like.
You're the only one keeping me in business. So thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
That fantastic. Can of Lysol has never moved.
Which one?
Nobody is. The can of Lysol. That one? Is in every.
It's because nobody uses it.
There is one person who uses it.
Yeah.
Yes, there are a person who is very worried about germs.
Did you ever figure out who told you about the show?
I did, and I won't tell you.
Come on. What did they say about it? I want to hear about what they said about it.
Okay, so the context here, for those of you listening, is that last week I came in here, as always, on the first Sunday of every month, very drunk,
good.
Because it's just the first Sunday of every
just
month.
What you do.
Well, because it's a radio party, so I come and I have four beers, and then actually, last week I had six beers, so I must have been very trashed. Was I coherent when I was here? Because I don't have a memory of it.
Yeah, you were relatively okay with
sounds
it.
Sounds like a problem. Sounds yeah, like it sounds we might like have an on-air, on-air intervention.
Intervention. Yeah. Intervention.
No, like, it was fine.
21, 22? Mostly, is this normal?
I'm 23, and also, 23. No, I'm mostly kidding. I remembered almost all of it. I just
remember we had a musician in.
Yes, of course. Okay. Yeah, other Melissa.
Yeah, the other Melissa.
Yeah, she was very good.
Yeah, she was good.
Had a beautiful guitar with beautiful a flower guitar. In the... Yeah, I remember all of
that. That is the...
We were there.
That's still there. Holy shit. Her flowers that she bought in are still there, and can you see it up there? Look how look how terrible they are. They're all wilted and terrible. Is that my responsibility?
You gotta throw those away.
Is that my responsibility? Yeah.
Yes,
that is definitely your responsibility.
You bring them in, you take them out.
I didn't bring them in though. My guest did.
Think
I guess
you're responsible for her.
The room with David
that's
Giggle.
Station rules.
Station rules.
You bring them in, you're responsible for them.
So dating, you're saying
you guys
no
are
good.
So much better now that you have some beers.
I know.
We're
loosened up.
Listen up. Well, so much more tolerable.
Well, I spent all of today with my mother and my grandmother, so I needed a beer.
That's nice.
I love them so much, but I needed a beer.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I went upstate.
And a Jewish mother and a Jewish grandmother.
Yes.
Not to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard. She's wide-eyed.
Yeah.
Freaking out over there.
I'm very tired.
Very tired.
Sounds like a musical. All right. So who talked to us? Who talked to you about?
I'm not going into this because I know that the person listens to the show. That's why I'm definitely not saying anything.
Context. Give me context.
The context was 100% a joke, and I should never have said this to you because every time I tell you something, you blow it out of proportion.
Of course I do. That's what I do. I'm on radio.
This is my own fault.
Caller,
really.
You're on the air. You there? I know you're there.
I like that we stop everything.
Like normal radio shows are like, all right, we're going to our caller. Joan is on the line. Joan.
Hello? I don't know. Call back if maybe it's the person that told you this stuff and they're calling in. If you're the person who told us about Melissa or told Melissa about Melissa, call in 718-928-9732. Give me the context. I need the context. You're
okay.
Sitting at the meeting, right? The monthly meeting.
Well, at this point, it's just beer and pizza. Like, I got there at the point where it was beer and pizza.
Okay. So you missed the whole.
She's talk. Folding like a cheap lawn chair.
She's folding. Yeah. Okay. Just don't let her on that we know that she's folding. Don't do that.
I'm not. Okay. So it came up in conversation because we were talking about like shows that we listen to and. The person who I spoke to, who will go without name, said jokingly for the 8 billionth time, it was clearly a joke. They were like, "Oh yeah,
I often hear
you on Dave and Giggles. You're there a lot. Are you like? Are you just like always there?" So the answer is yes.
Yeah, she is.
I'm always here.
Write it down.
Sorry, guys.
Just write it down.
It was originally your show, and now apparently it's now also mine.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, listen, Dave's never locked the door on you. All right,
I'll never lock the door.
And by the way, I would like to point out, I said to him,
here we go.
That he
hold
could.
On,
hold on. What did you say to me?
I told you could lock me out.
Of course,
get the phone.
I will never lock you out. Caller, you're on the air. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Michael.
Oh, it's your mom. Happy
it's
Mother's
my mom.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank
yes.
you,
6 minutes
Thank
to spare.
You very much.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good. Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
Yeah, I had a very nice Mother's Day.
Did Michael call you?
He did. He
oh,
did.
Good.
Well, he knows better than to miss that call.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
and he had all the babies say Happy Mother's Day?
No, I didn't talk to anybody.
You didn't talk to them? You didn't let your mom see her grandkids on Mother's Day?
God. My mom wants to FaceTime all the time. And I was like, Mom,
does.
We didn't have this back in the day. This is,
she
you know,
still wants to see your babies.
I know. She's going to see them next week.
Are you going to Colorado next week?
No, they're coming here. Saturday.
Oh, Florida.
His high school 20
year.
Reunion.
Oh, that's right. Oh, boy. Yeah. He looks nervous about it.
He does.
He looks nervous about going to his 20-year reunion.
I know. It's a big one.
It is a big one. It's a good one, though. I mean, some people, they got a little ways to go. I went to mine. I had a blast.
Yeah, we didn't. We did our, my class only did a 25th, and then we did a 50th.
Didn't you, like, a couple years ago do, like, a nursing reunion? that was like?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do
that college.
In New Orleans every year.
Oh, that's fun.
I didn't go last year, but I went the last couple of years.
That's fun. How many people showed up?
There's probably about 300, but it's from all classes.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
She's a popular lady.
She gets around. Mom, I got a question for you. You can hear me, right? Mom, you there?
Yeah, she can hear you.
I can hear you. All right.
So it's Mother's Day. And I got to ask you a question. We got 4 minutes left, five minutes left.
Yep.
What's one thing that your mom taught you that sticks with you nowadays? Or like in your parenting? What's one thing that your mom passed on to you? Mother's Day question.
Mother's Day question.
Mother's Day question.
Good question.
Put her on the spot.
You really put her on the spot.
Put me on the spot. Well, probably Grandma always taught to be kind to one another and to love your family.
I will say you did pass that on to your son. He's pretty loving. He's a loving guy.
It's true. Yeah, I like the hug.
He's a big hugger, even though it's unwanted sometimes. He's a big hugger.
Right. That family's most important.
It is. I'm glad you're going to get to see the kids next week. That's very exciting.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. Another thing she passed on, well, which her father passed on, was a travel bug.
Mm.
They love to travel.
Yeah, I agree. Travel bug is important.
Give everybody in high school the travel bug for a couple weeks.
Oh, that's gross.
Maybe that's
that's gross.
What? Oh, stop it.
Oh, that's great.
Our high school football team
had the travel
one
bug.
Year got infantigo, the whole team. And so they made a song. It was one of the cheers with
They made a cheer about it? They made a cheer about it?
The cheer, a song, yeah.
Do you remember the song?
Yeah, Infantigo. I can't remember the rest, but I remember.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that must have been terrible. That must have been awful, because that's like a airborne thing, right?
Yeah, it's like a virus. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Anyway.
What is she talking about? Impetigo?
Yeah, the whole football team had it in our high school.
Oh, jeez.
The football team.
Jeez.
Man.
Yeah,
gosh, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
2019.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Man. All right, Ms. Bride, we're going to let you go because we got like 2 minutes left, but happy Mother's Day.
Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. It's always a pleasure.
If you make it to Florida, you can come visit.
I will 100% do that. We're going to come down there. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to go. We're all going to go out. We're going to take you out and we're going to get drunk.
Oh, okay.
All right.
My mom doesn't get drunk.
We're going to get her drunk.
All right. Love you, Mom.
All right. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Love you guys too.
She's the best. She's the best.
How much time have we got left?
We got like a minute and a half.
All right. Check this out. Cool story. Minute and a half update if you're still listening. So, you know, my mom and I.
We just talked to her.
Yeah. So it's fine. So my mom and her brothers, they got in this big, they got in the big to-do when my grandma passed away.
Right.
They haven't talked to each other in like 15, 20, 25 years, whatever. My mom and her brother just had lunch the other day.
Oh, big. That's
which
big.
I think is kind of cool. I think it's cool. It's one of those things that is neat. I think they're putting aside the differences on both sides and kind of maybe coming together and just being like, hey, let's have lunch.
Yeah,
let's get together. Let's kind of so that's kind of cool because I know we talked about it on the show, and we're like, this is family drama that happened and all this stuff, and nobody talks to each other. But there's still time to reconciliate.
There's always time. If you're still breathing, there's time. And I want you at some point, Melissa, to text me who this person is.
I will never tell.
Can we finish the story though? We got 10 seconds.
I'm gonna give you 10 seconds a dead air.